Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
Coming up in just about a week is the Hakata Dontaku Port Festival, a traditional festival that livens up the Golden Week even more in Fukuoka. Known as the Festival for the Citizens of Fukuoka, this year it will be held over 2 days on May 3rd and 4th. This festival, which has a history of over 840 years, originates from Hakata's traditional performance art called Matsubayashi. It's famous for its unique parade, where people dressed in vibrant costumes dance and march throughout the town, holding a shamoji or rice paddle that they use in their dance. In addition to the parade, various events are held throughout the city, including performances of traditional arts, live artist shows, and food stalls that operate all day, offering Fukuoka specialties like umegai mochi. The Hakata Dontaku Port Festival attracts many tourists from both Japan and abroad, bustling with over 2 million people each year. It's an excellent opportunity to experience the history, culture, and vitality of Hakata. So, if you are here in Fukuoka over the Golden Week, definitely go and check it out.
Life in Fukuoka.
Now I have information from Fukuoka City. I guess like me, many of you probably ride bicycles on a regular basis. If you're new here, do you know the rules and manners around riding bicycles here in Japan? In Japan, bicycles, as a rule, are supposed to ride on the left side of the roadway. Pedestrians have priority on sidewalks, so when riding on sidewalks, please ride slowly on the side of the road. All bicyclists should wear helmets, and you need to make sure you have a bicycle light to turn on at night. Two people riding on one bicycle or riding side by side is prohibited. It's also important to never drink alcohol and then ride a bicycle. One more thing is to make sure you don't ride a bicycle while holding an umbrella, using a cell phone, or even listening to headphones, as doing any of these things while riding is dangerous. If you need to park your bicycle, make sure it's parked in a bicycle parking lot. Bicycles parked in areas other than bicycle parking lots, like on streets or in parks, are considered to be obstructive or a nuisance to pedestrians and end up being considered abandoned bicycles and can be subject to removal. Fukuoka City charges a fee of 2,500 yen to have a removed bicycle returned, and if it's not picked up within a certain period of time, it will be disposed of. Fortunately, to keep your bicycle safe, there are a number of parking areas near shopping malls and stations that offer free parking for a set period of time. Another thing to know about cycling here is that anyone who rides a bicycle in Fukuoka City must purchase bicycle insurance. If you have an accident on your bicycle, you may have to pay a lot of money to the other party involved in the accident. If you have bicycle insurance, for example, if you injure someone while riding your bicycle, the insurance will pay for medical treatment and other expenses instead of you. So, make sure you have bicycle insurance in case of that accident. Bicycles are a great way to get around and are environmentally friendly, but it's important to know the rules and manners as well to have a safe ride around the city. That was information from Fukuoka City.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there is that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.